please sit down. Loving and generous God, we thank you for the bounty of creation. We ask that you will speak to us now through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, as we celebrate harvest and we need the rain, our allotment's as dry as dust, so I'm very thankful, though I got very wet, had to wear waterproof trousers just to carry the stuff in this morning. So I thought today we might think a bit about what we eat and what we buy when we go shopping and whether it matters. Now, I'm glad we've got Sam and Rose here, and I'm hoping they're going to come and help me, and anyone else who's feeling young at heart. So I thought we might, I've got some shopping, sorry, it's under Dean's legs. Right, I did a little shopping and I looked in our cupboard, so I thought you could have a look and see what you think about my shopping habits. Can you say hello, Sam?
Hello.
Good, that's fine, right. Do you want to have a look in there and see what you think? Can you say what it is?
4 mini pork pies.
Oh, I wonder who that's for in our house. Do you think that's good for me?
No.
No? Why not?
I suppose pastry meat isn't the best way.
No. Yeah. And what about these colours on there? Do you know what they're for?
How much fat and energy and sugar.
Yeah. So, oh dear, bad news for my husband. What have you got there?
Custard.
What do you think that's like? We had delicious custard on Friday night.
Not very good for you.
But tasty, isn't it? Not as long as we don't eat it every day. What have you got there, Sam?
Avocados.
And where do they come from? Will you have a look? Do you want to pick something else out? Oh, what have we got there?
Pom bears.
Oh, can you explain to the congregation what pom bears are? I suspect Arabella knows. They're very tasty, bear-shaped crisps for small people. And what else is in there? Oh. What have you got there?
Maltesers.
Right. Delicious. Are they good for us?
No.
Not too often. They have got a saving grace, though. Look in the corner. What's on the side there? What does that say? Can we read it?
Fair trade.
Ah, so that's all right, isn't it? The bishop said we can eat all these goodies because they're fairly traded. What have we got there?
Rice cakes.
Yeah. So, who are they for, do you think? You didn't have them when you were small?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah. They're quite good. They're actually very tasty. I recommend them. Mm. Anything else in here we've missed out? Oh, we've had the custard.
Egg pots.
Are they good for you?
Yeah.
They are. And what about the packaging? Can you recycle it?
Yeah, I think so.
Does it say so somewhere? I feel it says not currently recycled.
Oh, yeah, not yet recycled.
Not yet recycled. Oh, dear. Right, and we've also got a tin of beef consomme soup, cask aged with sherry, for men in distress when they've got the man flu. And what have you got there, Sam?
Tomatoes.
And where do they come from?
Holland.
They're good for you?
Yeah.
But they've come quite a distance?
Yeah.
And what about the packaging, do you think?
Yeah, it can't be recycled.
Can any of it be recycled?
Can't the...
The sort of box can't be. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'm going to need you again in a minute. So, good and bad things. Some of them are all right, some of them very tasty, but not terribly good for us. And some of those packaging, where do they come from? All sorts of things to think about. So we know already, don't we? For a healthy diet, we need less fat, much less sugar, more fibre, our 5 a day, and some exercise. So I wonder if our reading today helps us with our shopping and eating. Let's have a look at the passage. It's inside the service sheet. So we've got this wonderful creation story in Genesis 1. And I'm deliberately saying it is a story. But like all stories, it has a meaning and important truths. Things we need to know about our world alongside the other things scientists can tell us. That's why it's there in the Bible. It tells us about who we are and God's purposes for us and for the world. So, in the passage, what sort of food does it tell us that is for us? Any age may answer.
Seeds and the fruits of the earth.
Yep, the things that bear seeds, things that bear fruits, and it's whatever grows out of the ground for food. It's all that. Is it just for us? Is it for anyone else? Yeah. Who have we got to share it with?
Everyone.
Yes.
And the animals and birds.
And
the animals and birds.
Yeah, absolutely. For the animals and birds too. And is it tasty, do you think, this food that's been provided? What in the passage might indicate that it's tasty?
It was good, so very good.
Yes, it's good, so very good. Now, what's missing from this diet? Meat, that's right. Well, we'll come back to that later on. I'm not going to start too much of a debate right now. It's the sort of thing that students who wanted to distract the class brought up. So what's our place in this wonderful world? We're made in God's image. We reflect God's nature. We're God-like. Just how amazing is that? And a lifelong task to let the Spirit transform us more and more into God's likeness, as we see it most clearly in Jesus. But we also have responsibilities. What kinds of responsibilities have we got? We're not just going to sit back and put our feet up. What responsibilities have we got?
Fish and the birds.
For the fish, the birds, and every living thing that moves.
Yeah, absolutely. We're to look after everything that's in the world. What else have we got to do?
Reproduce.
Reproduce. And prosper, that's right. And we're perhaps pretty good at doing that. Many of us, at least in the first world, are prospering, reproducing well. And we're to take charge, but not as we thought for centuries, just to do what we want, use up the earth's resources. We're to be responsible. The Authorised Version had have dominion, which gave people the wrong idea. Though I think if you ask the Queen about the dominions that she no longer has, she would say it was about caring for them, though we didn't always manage it. We're to care for each other and our planet. There's no suggestion of shortage or hierarchy. It's for everyone to share. So I've got a few more things in another shopping bag, if my helpers could come and have a look and see if I'm doing any better. Right, what's that, Sam?
Loose leaf tea.
And why do you think that might be a good thing to buy?
Because it's fair trade.
It's fair trade. What about the packaging?
It's not all in separate tea bags.
No, and what's... Anyone know what's the problem with tea bags at the moment? Yes, they've got plastic in them. Certainly Tradecraft, the Co-op and other people are working hard to try and produce them without that plastic in it. I wonder what these little sort of feathery bits in our compost were. I now know they're the remains of the tea bag. Anything else in there? What have you got, Rosie?
Biscuit breakers.
Yes, so some biscuits. And what's special about those ones?
They're gluten-free.
Yes. So perhaps at the end you can take them to the back of the church for anyone who's having coffee. Anything else in there? Ah, it is empty for the safety. What is it, Sam?
Washing up liquid.
Particular sort?
It's eco, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Eco, that's yeah. right. So, and it means it doesn't sort of block up your drains, it doesn't take masses of stuff to do it. That's an empty one, because you can get them refilled at Daily Bread, but I haven't been recently. Anything else?
Fair Break chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. And what's special about them?
Fair Trade.
They're Fair Trade. Yeah. What have you got, Rosie?
Beans.
Are they good for you?
Yes.
Good. And what sort have I bought in the interest of my figure? Reduced salt and sugar. I'm doing my best.
Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate. And what's what can you see there? Full of redness, so it's not so good for you. But what else is it?
Fair Trade.
And it's from Aldi, which I occasionally visit. What have you got there?
Oranges.
Oranges, that's right. Are they good for you?
Yes.
Good. And not too much packaging. I think we're nearly there.
Sugar, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Making Christmas cakes is coming soon. And what's good about that?
Fair Trade again.
It's Fair Trade. Can't recycle the packaging, but at least it's Fair Trade. I think, oh, there's one more thing. What's this, Rosie? Or Sam?
Tuna.
Yeah, is that good for you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it is, and I think it's sustainably done, so it's not fish yeah. for in a way that
responsibly sourced.
Yeah. And in fact, Tradecraft is now selling tins of fish. So thank you very much. I think that's probably enough things to look at for the moment. So, some clues about being healthy, thinking... Oh, I've missed one thing. Some free-range eggs. I don't know what I did with it. It's somewhere between here and there. But free-range eggs that I get from the Mary's Greengrocers, which the boxes are recycled, and you can they come from a local farm. So we're thinking about being healthy, about animal welfare, packaging, air miles, fair trade, to be sustainable, eco-friendly. Now, how on earth does one ever get any shopping done with all this to think about? But don't panic, there's some help in a minute. Now, I don't think one of these has probably ever made an appearance in church before. Anyone know what it is, or would someone like to come and demonstrate it, as George isn't here to do it?
Simon will demonstrate
it. Right. Here we are, Simon. You'll have to take the cushion off, I think, or it won't make up enough noise. It's rather old.
Wait, we need
Oh, yes, you need to do it much more strongly. Has it finally died?
It's dying.
Yes, we might have to... While they sort it out, it's a whoopee cushion. Thank you very much. Thanks. I saw a new one the other day in the shop. I should have bought it. So what on earth has a whoopee cushion got to do with what we eat? Yeah, thank Mary.
Methane.
Yes, and who produces the methane?
Cows.
That's right. The cows and animals, particularly cows, produce lots of methane. And what's the problem with methane? No?
It has 21% more carbon within it to impact on the environment.
That's right. And so what it's doing is it's hotting up the environment and causing more global warming and more damage and more carbon dioxide. So butchers and meat and supermarkets are selling more local meat. I was quite surprised to read that one in four household evening meals in the UK is now meat-free. Now, some would argue that Genesis suggests we should be vegetarian, but I'm going to leave that for our eco-warrior to discuss about. So, other reasons for eating less meat, and a book I read recently and what you hear on the news is challenging this, I think. The land that's used to feed the cattle could be used to grow far more crops that without that would feed more people without methane being produced. The rainforest has been cut down to make more pasture or to grow animal feed. Do we need to think more as Christians about violence to animals? And what about what is much fairer to the rest of the world? Remember Gandhi's famous thing, the world has enough for everyone's need, but not for everyone's greed. We know we're challenged to look after our planet, care for others, become more godlike. So it does matter what we eat, and Genesis gives us a clear message, as does the news we hear. But food justice, sustainability, climate change, it's all rather worrying. Who said recently, I want you to panic? She reported on the news. Alice.
Greta.
Yeah, that's right, Greta Thunberg. Who is she, Alice?
She's like an advocate for... Yeah.
Yeah, she's an advocate for sustainability and actually acting and trying to persuade governments to do something rather than worry about votes. Now, if you're beginning to feel a bit despondent, please take heart. Here comes the good news. We're already doing lots at St Andrews. Our link with Nachingwea in Tanzania has experts on seeds, and they're working very hard to produce seeds that will be more reliable, more productive, especially as their rains become even more unpredictable with climate change, and seeds that can be then harvested and re-sown. Lots of you are very generous in buying trade calf goods that ensure producers a fair wage so they can feed their families, send their children to school, access medical care. At the moment, trade calf is celebrating its 40th birthday, and they were the ones who started fair trade goods, which you can now buy in most supermarkets. Yet they're now thinking more about justice and sustainability for the planet too. Giving goods or money to the food bank to help local folk in real need. And last week we were celebrating different type of growth as we heard about the work of the Children's Society, enabling very disadvantaged young people to grow and flourish. So, take heart. We've got some people here who are going to help us in this. We've got some encouragers and campaigners, and they're special, but they're not guests. They're part of St Andrew's Church family. So first of all, Sophie, could you stand up and wave? Sophie Berridge is leading us in our Eco Church project, and Simon and she are going to be introducing it a bit later on. And on Thursday, there's a meeting at 7 o'clock in the church, hopefully with Kate, to launch the project. So thank you, Sophie. Now, we also have another tireless campaigner, Trish Maud.
So, folks, I'm going to take two more minutes and hoping for helpers, please. So, you may remember that in May we had a celebration service for our link with Nachingwea. And at the end of that service, we dished out sunflower seeds to anybody who would have liked to plant some. So, that's what happened. And I don't know whether you've brought back your sunflower results from that time, but Mary's brought hers, and Simon's brought his, and I've brought mine, but mine have gone beyond the flowery part, and so we've just got the seed heads for mine. So we've been busy. I know a lot of other people were, but anyway, that's what we were doing. And it was all due to a storybook which the children worked with that day called Alizetti the Sunflower. So I'm just recalling you back to May in order that we can move forward to next year. So everyone had seeds, we've seen the results of them, and today we've prepared some seeds of sunflowers for you to take away so that next year we can have another celebration of growing and of God's wonders for us of his products and the seeds of the earth for our use. And of course, sunflower seeds are brilliant, not just for us, but for the birds of the air as well, and probably others. And afterwards, there are also the sunflowers on the Nachingwea altar. They're about ready to be taken home. So anyone who'd like to help themselves to the rest of the seed heads, please do. So we remind ourselves of what we can grow, what we can share, and God's love in all that we're doing in that.
Thank you very much, Trish, and all those who grew them. So I think this is a very encouraging story, that the seeds represent our actions, which may be very small, tiny steps, but if we take them, then they, and water them and care for them, as it were, as we think about our shopping and what we eat, where it comes from, whether it's sustainable, who the producers are, whether they're milk farmers in the UK or producers in the global south. So individually and together, empowered by God's Spirit, small steps can make a difference and ensure harvest celebrations for centuries to come, as God intended. So let's pray. Loving and generous God, as we give thanks for your creation and the abundance of our harvest, we are very aware of those who lack good food and are increasingly affected by climate change, making it even harder to produce good crops. Help us to act on your word and allow your Spirit to make us more godlike day by day. Amen.